Macross virus is a member of the family Bunyaviridae, genus Orthobunyavirus, and a member of the California group of seroviruses. It's transmitted by treehole mosquitoes, Acleratidus triceratus, and Aedes albopictus. Lacross encephalitis is typically asymptomatic and results in a mild febrile illness. But among a group of pediatric children, which the majority of patients are under 15, they experience a severe encephalitis. Transmission occurs primarily during the summer months. So, the aims of this study were to determine the best age group to calculate incidence rates. And what I mean by best is, what is the most useful age group? Where can we get the data? All of that was taken into account. Determine the best geographical scale to calculate incidence rates, and determine the best geographical scale for cluster analysis. So everyone's versions of best are different. This is just trying to be the most useful for everyone. So traditional incidence rates for lacrosse vary by populations used. Some people are using populations under 15, 18 and under, and total populations. Now I picked out two of the better ones, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, and you can see the difference between using under 15 and the total population and what you're going to get at the county level. Now that leaves me wondering, and probably everyone else in the room, so does the county level give an accurate estimate of true incidence? So why is that? What are we talking about here? Well, these larger geographic scales like the county, they're going to distort your incidence rates, especially with these focal diseases when you have a small number of cases, because the population is going to overwhelm the smaller number of cases. We're probably going to miss disease clustering. So why does everyone use these for reporting? That's the way they've always done it. Really, it's ease of use. Everyone knows what a county is, for one thing, so everyone can interpret the results, and the census data is easily available, but it may not be the best way. So what I looked at was 74 cases of lacrosse during a 10-year time period in eastern Tennessee. For the county level, we looked at 18 contiguous counties, and the census tract, we looked at 230 contiguous counties. We used a global Morens I for our global statistic, and for our local statistic, we used LISA, or a local Morens I. And this was all plugged into GeoDaw, which is a free software program. So the incidence comparisons at the county level. Now, this is the total population, all counties put together. And you can see the median and the mean. Now, when you just look at the counties with cases and include those populations, it jumps up a little bit. And you notice this starts happening as we look at the population 18 and under. And for all counties and 18 under in cases, you start to see it's starting to move up. You're starting to see differences. And finally, when you get down to 15 and under for all counties and 15 and under for just cases, it's moved up and is more within what we're seeing reported elsewhere, West Virginia, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So, but when you look at the county spatial analysis at the geographic level, it's not significant. You can't detect any significant clustering with a global statistic, which is what we would expect. So you need to take it down to the next level. Now when we look at the incidence comparisons at the census tract level, start looking at these numbers and start working your way down the screen and look at the range of cases that we should have incidence per 100,000. So when you're using the total population for all census tracts and the total population for cases, it's about the same as what we were seeing before when we're using the counties. But then when you move to the population 18 and under, for all census tracts and those with cases, it jumps up significantly. And finally, when you're using the population 15 and under all census tracts and 15 and under with just those with cases, you see a pretty dramatic increase. And notice the ranges of the cases we're detecting in these census tracts. So from this, incidence rate should really be looked at the census tract level instead of the counties to give a more accurate representation of these focal arboviral diseases. Then when we performed the spatial analysis for cluster detection at the census tract level, we got we had highly significant results at the global Morenz I value. And you can see this was for using total population within census tracts, population 18 and under, population 15 and under. Then when we looked at the local clustering, we also had highly significant results at all three levels. These were all run at 9,999 permutations. So, this is the best example visually to explain what is going on. When you look at, when you use a total population at the census tract level, we have five clusters detected, which are these bright red groups. But when you look at the population 18 and under, we found eight clusters detected, which are these bright red groups. Another interesting finding was there was no difference between using the population 18 and under and 15 and under for cluster detection, which for ease of use probably be best to use 18 and under. So in summary, we found that it's best to use, for ease of use and all of the other factors, 18 and under for calculating incidence rate to give a better true estimate of what the incidence of disease is. And the geographic scale we recommend is this at the census tract level for both the calculation of incidence rates and cluster analysis. I know this is seems like a lot more work, but with our computer technology today and ease of data, really we should be looking at the census tract level for probably almost all diseases instead of reporting them at the higher level. Now we just have to try to figure out ways to better represent these data to the public and the public health officials so that they can use them. So what I'm hoping from this is we will start to have a more standardized method of incidence reporting for lacrosse. I've gone back through all the literature and it's going all over the place. Really, we need to have a standardization so that we can make these comparisons historically for all diseases as well. These methods will provide a more accurate assessment of virus transmission in these focal areas that we are missing currently. It's going undetected in many places, and we hear about, 10 cases per 100,000. Well, that might be what you hear for the county, but you go to the far northern part of the county in one census tract, and you've got 600 cases of incidence per 100,000 that you would expect in that census tract, very focal center that would just be missed. So ultimately what I'm hoping is this information will help provide public health officials the ability to have more targeted interventions with their limited budgets. Instead of spreading everything around the entire county, they can focus on those areas which are most needing attention, and try to figure out what interventions are best. And I hopefully have time for questions. So I think I...
We have time for questions. Can you explain to me how census tracts are consistent over, the last six censuses?
And that's another problem that we run into. They do move around. And what I think probably is the best way is to ultimately, so you would have your county, and then you would overlay using GIS software, the older census tracts, and you can start to have a location. The boundaries aren't going to vary that much. They may move a little bit. Mainly we're talking about more population differences, especially since the population is continuing to increase. It's very focal disease. Traditionally, it's associated with tree hole mosquitoes, Aclarotatus triceridus, in the upper Midwest. But we're also finding it in other areas where you have tires, any water-holding containers. But it's still associated with hardwood forest. So at the smaller level, you're detecting these little groups of hardwood forest. Where we saw these clusters, the actual true clusters, were in more rural areas of eastern Tennessee, where we still had those clusters of hardwood forests, where people had maybe moved into these rural areas and moved into areas where disease transmission is going on.
Have you made associations?
That's what I'm working on right now, and so that'll probably be the next talk.
Okay.